on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Phoenix FM. Paul Golder sitting in the hot seat for the next 3 hours. Going to play a ton of 70s tracks, including a few that were big radio staples back in the day, because I can just about remember that. But you don't hear the radio very much anymore. Well, we're going to rectify that. Going to start with a track from Curved Air, Brentwood's finest, Sonia Christina on lead vocals from 1971. This is Backstreet Love.
Ending just too hard to take. like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you that you left, I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Carole King, and I Feel the Earth Move from her record-breaking 1971 album Tapestry. Spent 15 weeks at number one in the USA before that. Gordon Lightfoot, Canadian national treasure, sadly passed away recently. Again from 1971, If You Could Read My Mind. You're listening to Paul Golder with a 70s special here on Phoenix FM. Now, I could pretty much play any David Bowie song from 1970 to 1979, but I'm going to go with this one only because it just sounds like it's been lifted from an episode of The Goodies. It's a re-recording of a track that he released in 1972. This is a 1974 version, which complicatedly enough reached number 12 in 1979. John, I'm Only Dancing Again.
Country, if it's like a stomp on a cat.
Music,
I'm dancing in that street.
A miss.
mystery. And maybe you can help to make it clear to me. When you're fast asleep, then what is it that's lighting up the dreams you see? All of your tears I can't conceal it. And all of your prayers may not reveal it. You got soul so you can feel it. And when you make the scene, well, you know. Underground. Now politicians are trying to speak you. Mad color watchers are trying to teach you. Very few will really try to reach you. If you're lost in a stack, that's okay. Come on, black. Now I'd be the last to deny that I'm just an average guy. And don't you know each little bird in the sky? Just a little bit freer than I. Hey, ordinary Joe, although they say you're just a lazy so-and-so, what they think is real is nothing but an animated puppet show. So don't let time and space confuse you, and don't let name and form abuse you. When you think Joe Williams blues you, in the light of the sun you can see how they run. Oh, I've seen a sparrow get high and waste his time in the sky. And don't you know he thinks it's easy to fly? He's just a little bit freer than I.
Come at night. lights come out at night. While the poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. While the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night.
Steely Dan and Showbiz Kids from 1973. We've got the clean version there. The slightly ruder version of that song was sampled by the Super Furry Animals in the 1990s. And I think the Super Furry Animals version had a record at the time for the top 40 hit with the most swear words in it. Anyway, can't play that on the radio. Terry Callier before that and Ordinary Joe from 1972. Now, a band I kind of got into very, very late in life was Cockney Rebel. Had some fantastic albums, including this one from the Human Menagerie from 1973. It's Judy Teen.
yesterday. But now I found out that it's generosity that turns me on, so let's keep it that way. Help yourself to me, I'll help myself to you and all your friends. We can spread it around. So if you can spare it, then on and share it, let's get on with it, cause we're wasting our time. Please do not take it seriously. Displays of acute embarrassment would make you cringe. Spend your money elsewhere. I won't trouble you with all that cheap philosophy. It's better still to watch that on TV. Most especially adverts of some slinky hairspray when the plastic actresses take off their clothes, just to demonstrate all their curves and cleavages and subtleties, quite forgetting their hair. Please do not take seriously, really, what a joke. The only thing to do is grin and bear it.
Phoenix FM and Paul Golder with 3 hours of 70s classics. Fox on the Run from The Sweet. That was a slightly heavier single than some of the glam rock stompers that they had in the past. But particularly love that song. Not sure why, just doesn't get enough airplay on the radio. Before that, Hatfield and the North, highly influential band from the Canterbury music scene. Little bit proggy, but you know, it's a nice short one, so I thought we'd share that one with you because it's called Share It. Definitely sounds like it's forecasting something from about 50 years in the future. Anyway, if we're talking about the 70s, it's hard to avoid punk, although I'm not going for any Sex Pistols or Clash or The Damned or anything obvious like that. I'm going to play a few songs from that era where it kind of moved into power pop. I'm not really sure where power pop ends and punk starts, but you're going to hear 6.5 minutes of this one in all of its glory. The Tubes from New York City, and a single they released in 1975. Very influential. This is White Punks on Dope. We'll be right back.
期のテトロンは帝人です。
Door. Did you go to work or just go to the store?
Phoenix FM and Paul Golder with you today for 3 hours solid music show, playing 70s music back to back. Two songs from 1976 there. The band you just heard were The Nerves. There you go, you thought Blondie wrote that one, didn't you? That was released in 1976. The Nerves were from the US West Coast. Blondie had a much bigger hit with it in 1978 with their cover version. Hard to believe if you put them side by side, there's 2 years difference between them. It seems like a lot more. Anyway, love that track. And before that, you did hear Blondie and Ripper to Shreds, which came from the band's self-titled debut album, also from 1976. Now, the next song is a instrumental that you might have heard somewhere before, especially if you watched a lot of TV in the 70s and 80s particularly. In fact, I'm going to play the song and you can find out all about it afterwards. Phoenix FM and Paul Golder. Well, did you recognise that song? It was called Bart, and like Bart Simpson, but it was actually named after the San Francisco Bay Area subway. And it's by a band called Ruby. Now, Ruby featured Tom Fogerty, who was a guitarist in Creedence Clearwater Revival. That song released on Ruby's debut album of the same name from 1977. Now, that track was frequently used by the BBC to accompany test cards, intervals between schools programmes, and over pages from CFAQs in the late 1970s and early 80s as well. Now, when the digital switchover happened, the track was chosen to play out the last pages from CFAQs before they closed it down in October 2012. So for Teletext fans, that song has legendary status. And now you come to think of it, I have probably heard that song hundreds and hundreds of times as well, but never on the radio. But there you go, played it on the radio now. Next up, a song that you are probably a little bit more familiar with. This is ELO.
don't you ask me.